Recently, I was reading this pretty scary report about driving high. More people are using cannabis daily now than alcohol, and the police have to figure out a way to stop this and also test for cannabis like they do alcohol, but easier said than done. More on that now from Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, who served as a police officer for 29 years and did all sorts of law enforcement training. She headed that, written many articles on all facets of law enforcement. And Sergeant, I don't know where to start with this, because it's what did I read here a couple of weeks ago? The legalization of marijuana likely accounts for an additional 1,400 traffic fatalities in the United States every year. Is there a way to test now?
Well, they're developing different ways to test it. Let me go back to the beginning. Who's going to be responsible for stopping this? The American public, the cannabis consumer. And people need to understand that when you consume cannabis, whether it's legal or not, it impairs you. What we're seeing now around the country is kind of an attitude that, hey, I don't drink. Mm-hmm. I just do a gummy. I take a couple of hits off my vape. And people don't realize how truly impaired they are when they operate a motor vehicle. So is there testing? There are different kinds of tests for this. They have probably the best one out of Florida. It's almost like a pregnancy test, but all it says is there's THC. The little line appears, and it says, I have THC in my system. A little THC in your system is not going to make you impaired. So what law enforcement's been relying on is kind of the old-fashioned field sobriety test and the experience of police officers who know what an impaired person looks like, moves like, talks like. Mm-hmm. But this is going to be a real problem for the motoring public.
Yeah, I was reading a little bit of what you have written on the subject, and one of the things that needs to be done, and this was done with alcohol, you have to make it socially unacceptable, don't you?
Yeah, we absolutely do. You know, when I was a very young police officer in the 80s, getting arrested for DUI was not a huge deal. It was an arduous arrest process. It took hours. In the 90s, we were able to streamline that much better. And then on into the late 90s, into the 2000s, the court started taking it really seriously. And it started to get really expensive as well to get arrested for DUI. And it became socially unacceptable. That's what we're going to need to do for cannabis. The other problem that we have is people are mixing cannabis, alcohol, with prescription drugs. We have a prescription drug problem in this country. Everybody is taking something to make them happier or to slow them down or to calm them down. You combine that with cannabis and you have a real recipe for disaster. We know that even things like fatigue impair your driving. This is why in an era where we have, especially in the Chicago area, we have the best public transportation in the nation. This is also why it's a great idea if you're going to imbibe in whatever. We have apps like Uber and Lyft and things like that. There's really no reason for you to operate a motor vehicle and be impaired. But we need to empower law enforcement, we need to give them the training, which can be expensive. We need to give them the tools, which can also be expensive, to be able to determine if people are impaired. And then our prosecutors need to prosecute these people to the fullest extent of the law. In places like Cook County, that doesn't always happen.
Well, one of the big problems, and you alluded to this, is impairment isn't always correlated with the amount of THC in the blood, is it?
No, and different people are affected differently by THC. If you're somebody who, smokes every day, you might have a little higher tolerance. Somebody like me, you know, if I took a hit off somebody's vape, you know, that boy howdy, I don't think I could walk my dog, much less operate a motor vehicle. And so different people are affected differently. But then everybody needs to think, okay, if I'm gonna take a gummy, what prescription medications am I on? Or am I gonna go and have a couple of beers too? All of these chemicals in your body impair your ability, and THC specifically impairs your ability, for example, to understand time. So when you're sitting at a stoplight and the light turns green, it may take you 2 or 3 or 4 or 10 or 20 seconds to realize that it's green and to go forward or to make your turn, and vice versa. You may think the light, timing-wise, is green when it's still red. THC affects you differently, and it can be incredibly, incredibly dangerous.
These new roadside monitors that you mentioned in some states test a person's saliva for marijuana, but they can only detect recent use, right? Not the level of impairment, unlike the test for alcohol. So that's a huge issue.
This is a very, it's a very science-forward issue. You know, we now know, and again, we didn't always know this, but we now know that you're likely to be impaired with a 0.09% blood alcohol. We can kind of determine that depending on your size, your gender, things like that. With THC, we don't have that capability just yet. We really need the ability to take that blood and then to have someone examine it. The problem that we have after 4 years of defund the police is police departments don't have the funds very often to have officers get the training. You know, being a DUI cop, a drunk driving cop is one thing. That's a week-long training right there. But then you add in the different types of drugs and the testing kits and things like that. Again, the training is expensive. And remember, 9 out of every 10 police departments is short-staffed. To be able to send cops to training, you have to have somebody to staff the streets, somebody to investigate the homicides, things mm-hmm. like that. So really, this is a horrible soup of problems with the vilification of law enforcement, defund the police, along with the legalization of marijuana, and quite frankly, a society that has a lot of mental health issues mm-hmm. and people are self-medicating and not really understanding what they're doing to their bodies.
Throwing distracted driving, you got a perfect terrible storm. Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, she's a spokesperson for the National Police Association, and we want to mention the website. It's nationalpolice.org, right? Betsy?
Absolutely. If everybody go to the website, nationalpolice.org, see the great stuff we do, hit that donate button if you can, and help us support law enforcement and the people who support us.
All right. I appreciate the information, even though you've given us something new to worry about here. And I hope everybody stays safe.
But don't use cannabis to deal with it.
No, please.